When is the right time to put a tefillin? Zman. Harav Ben Ishchai. Again, we are doing Ben Ishchai Leolam. Ben Ishchai with Rav Ovadia's Hagahot. Zman hanachat tefillin baborer. Especially us that we have Hanetz Minyan and we come earlier, it's very important that people that you should know, you cannot put the tefillin prematurely. זמן הנחת תפילין בבוגר שיראה את חברו הרגיל למו קצת ברחוק ארבע עמות. And we have it posted here. So always, today it was 6:06, right? So, וטוב לאחר ולא להקדים. It's better to put later and not earlier. Why not? לכאורה, you see, unlike talit, talit says, וראיתם אותו. So Zman Talit, it's Zman Re'iyah, natural Re'iyah, which is the daytime. Tefillin L'chora Midoraita, there's no problem even to put at night. Midoraita, you could put tefillin at night also, because it's not, it doesn't say Uritem Oto. The only reason we don't put tefillin at night is because of Gezerah of Chachamim. Chachamim made the Gezerah. That if a person puts tefillin at night, so then, either when a person is asleep, doesn't have control on his body, and maybe he's going to be like, you know, he's going to have gas, whatever. So therefore, this is tefillin, the kedusha is very high up. So only because of that, we do not put tefillin at night. Only gezerah of chachamim. So now, the Ben Ishchai says, v'tov la'achel v'lo la'achdim, ve'im ta'am, if a person made a mistake and he put made a bracha prematurely, for instance, like this morning, you put tefillin 6 o'clock, right? Still, it's night time. So then he doesn't need to go back and make a bracha when it's the time, daytime. אין צריך לחתור לברך כשאר היום. כאן נזכר בעיר הבא, הוא שאר אחרונים. רב עובדיה says, ואף שחיים עליון, שלילה זמן תפילין מדאורייתא, אסור חכמים, as we said, גזרה, the whole thing of not putting it תפילין at night, גזרה שמה ישן בהם, ויבוא לידי ביזיון. Right, the תפילין are going to be disrespected. He said, the person doesn't have control. כל מקום, Adam shelo inyach tefillin kol hayom. If a person didn't put tefillin, comes to shul, ukvar shaa chama. It's after sunset. Yaniach tefillin ben hashmashot v'arech aleihem. Ben hashmashot could still put tefillin with a bracha, because we said it's really, you know, the only thing it's midoraita, it's mutar, right? So yaniach tefillin b'lo bracha. וכתב הרב בהערה שאף שדעת מהרה בעל תורת הקדש ומרן שולחן ערוך שלא יניח כלל, right? Even though מרן שולחן ערוך says not to put תפילין after שקיעה, שכבר התפלל מכל מקום, כבר העריכו אחרונים לטמוע על פסח הזה, right? So therefore it comes out, so למעשה, it happens. People come, didn't have a chance to put tefillin the whole day, come to shul, and it's already after sunset. So we could tell them, even lechatchila, you could make a bracha, till end of 13 and a half minutes after shechia. What about if somebody comes to shul nighttime, arvit, the daven arvit, etc., dark, shapsho they come alan, and he says, I didn't put tefillin, lichora, according to this, without a bracha. That's right. And then you have to stay on top of him that he doesn't fall asleep. Right? It seems, you know, because Mechaber says not to say, but you know, Rav Adi says, we don't go according to Mechaber. So it seems like it's really mamash if you see somebody comes to shul and you know for sure he didn't put tefillin, right? You could tell him put without a bracha. Now we are going to see, you know, Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim is going to check to see if... Not to put it without bracha, yes? Are you sure? Okay, we are going to check into this first hour of Shlomo. Not to put? Chera? Huh? But Rav Ovadia says in this, we don't go according to Rav Ovadia. Anyway, so I take it back, I guess. We'll check into this further. But for sure, till Hanetz, till Benash Mashot, a person could put tefillin with a bracha. Beautiful. Now, on Minchav Shabbat, we say, Menuchat Ahava Undava, Menuchat Emet Ve'emuna, Menuchat Shalom Ashkevav. What is this, right? What is this combination, what we say, Minchav of Shabbat? So here it brings by, from Rabbunim Pshischa. He always has very beautiful insights. He says, Menuchat Ahava, Sheyeh Adam Mityaches El Shabbat Be'ahava. Person should love Shabbat. Shelo Tiyeh Be'enav Ke'ol. It shouldn't be like, you know, it's an old that he wants to get rid of it. Oh, doesn't want to go to work, doesn't make money or whatever. Oh, limitations. No, it should be Menuchat Ahava. A person should love Shabbat, and it's not like a burden. And also, Sheyeh Adam Noten Umitnadev LeShabbat Yoter Mizmana. Right? Also, a person should be a Nadiv and add to Shabbat before and after. Right? Sheyeh Mosif B'chol HaKodesh. Menuchat Emet Ve'emuna Shetehe Shemirat HaShabbat Amitit B'Seter Kebagalui. Right? That he should keep Shabbat B'Seter Kebagalui. That's emet. That's the emet. Even nobody sees, right? Menuchat shalom veshalva shelo yehem shtamesh b'menucham bizman panui lemachloget. When a person is home, right? So now they shouldn't have husband and wife chas v'chalila machloket, etc. Right? Menuchat hashket v'vetach sheye boteach v'Hashem. You should have total bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo yideag mizeh. And he should not, for a second, that because of Shemirat Shabbat, he's going to lose money, business, etc., etc. Because we have a promise, and a person never loses from keeping the mitzvot. It's not shaykh. So you should have total bitachon, menuchat shashket vavetach. Shabbat shalom, Rabbi Hananya. Ben Arashi Omer Ratzach. Odesh Baruch Hu Zekot Nisei Tichach.